Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me, Mr. Humble, at your service. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is a long time, more than 8-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a futurist. He's revered among his in his profession, and certainly around here. I've been following Joel's work for 25 years, and his book and his film on paradigms changed my life. As I've said many times before, and he's the author of a number of books, including Future Edge, and also Five Regions of the Future. His film, Innovation at the Verge, is outstanding. And he's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Joel. Okay, couple of things going on under the deep blue sea. One
yep.
good and one not so good.
Yep.
Years ago, I was in Florida. And I saw a fishing boat with drag lines on the back of it.
Yeah.
And I said to somebody that lived there, I said, "What are they doing?" And he said, "They're dragging those nets across the bottom of the Gulf." I said, "What are they trying to catch?" He said, "Shrimp."
Yep.
And I said, "But that looks like it's dragging all that." All those lines across the bottom of the ocean, disrupting everything that's naturally supposed to be in the bottom of the ocean. He said, "That's right." And Joel, there's got to be a better way to get our shrimp.
Well, and there has to, not only does there have to be, but to understand the damage. Scientific American had a big article on it just this last month, and the most recent study, which was the most authoritative, showed that trawling, like you're talking about, cut the biodiversity by 50% on the base. Just think about taking a forest ecosystem and killing 50% of all the animals in a forest or a prairie, but because it's at the bottom of the ocean, we don't think about that. But you're right, that dragging, whoever's doing it, is causing a huge disruption of the bottom of the ocean, and they actually believe that's going to affect the carbon capture at the bottom of the ocean, too. So we get two bad things.
Because the ocean absorbs carbon. We know the ocean absorbs carbon dioxide, and it goes down. But the thing people don't realize, and if they watch as many nature shows as I do, they'd know this. At the bottom of the ocean, the ecosystem, there are dozens of layers of flora and fauna at the in down there, different places for fish to hide, for trees to be symbiotic beneficiaries of a fish hiding under them, and you go disrupting all that, and it really messes up a lot of stuff, which could have implications for us humans, right?
Absolutely. Well, here's just one piece of number here. Bottom feeding fish off the British Isles alone trap an equivalent of 1 million metric tons of carbon dioxide every year.
Wow.
That's just a teeny little part of the ocean.
And if you cut that in half, and that's an estimate, it might be worse.
Yep. And here's the thing. They keep doing it. So it's like you try to heal, and here comes the crawlers again.
You would think, with the ability to farm raise shrimp,
yep.
You would think that if we can outlaw whaling, we could outlaw bottom fishing.
Absolutely, and that's the way we should think about it, which is to do not disturb the bottom.
I think that's a no-brainer to me.
Oh, boy, I hope so. But you see, the trouble is, it's the commons.
But see,
the
now this is an area, Joel. You and I are always trying to find a common ground for environmentalists and people like me who are a little skeptical. This ought to be a common ground thing for us to deal with.
Absolutely.
We ought to be arm in arm. Environmentalists and others ought to be arm in arm in this. Okay, quickly, in about a minute, another thing that's good that's happening is all these drilling rigs that are out there drilling for oil that a lot of people don't like are good for fish. What's up with that?
Yep. Well, they just finished doing some research at Occidental College to see what happens, and it turns out down and so far up, they in fact stimulate productivity. And when they measure the number of fish around
the rigs,
it was 27 times more productive.
Wow.
In terms of fish.
Who knew, right?
Exactly. They had no idea.
And you'll never look at an oil rig the same way, will you, Joel?
Well, and that's exactly what they said. They said, leave them alone after you're done with them. Don't take them down. Don't knock them down.
Right.
Leave them there because they
just natural
dramatically.
Reefs. Yeah. Exactly. Only better. Natural reefs, only better.
Better than natural
reefs. Who knew?
Reefs.
Who knew, ladies and gentlemen, that all the oil rigs were good for fish? And this is another thing that we should all be able to agree on. This is great news. Hold on to the thought. Joel, when we come back, we're going to talk about Joel's been talking to us about graphene in the past. Get him to remind us about that and a 3D car with 64 parts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.